Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Everybody, welcome to Humble and Hungry, a Get Ready With Me podcast, apparently. Welcome. Hi, girls. I have my sisters on, like I promised.
Hello.
Everyone listening, you guys are the fourth sister today. I have both Jackie and Jessica on. We're doing a little Get Ready With Me. If you're on Patreon, you can watch us actually get ready as we chat. Although Jessica's already done, but me and Jackie, I guess, are just going to be doing our
marriage. Apparently did not get the
memo. I know. I literally just got back from the gym, and they were offering B12 shots there, like free B12 shots.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I got one in my arm, but now I can't lift my fucking arm.
Well, that's why you never get it in your arm. You always get it in your butt.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of people there. I wasn't going to like just put my ass out there.
No, you just lower it a little bit, like on like right above your hip, like or behind your hip.
Above, I have like lonjas. How do you say that in English? Like love handles?
Love handles. They're called love handles.
I feel like people get those confused with like my butt because every time I go to get like a shot, they always go there. And I'm like, that's not my ass. That's my love handle.
And that's where it's supposed to be. Not like literally in your butt.
Okay.
Yes. No, it's like right behind where your hip bone is where they're supposed to like inject.
Oh, got it.
So yes, that would be your love handle.
Interesting. Also, Jax, remember you told me about, I had gotten this like oil, like the marula oil, and then you told me to go to Trader Joe's and get it.
Yeah.
I got it.
I got some too.
You got the same one?
Yeah, I love it.
It's the best.
It does exactly the same thing as the Drunk Elephant.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it's making me break out though, all the oil. I don't know.
So you guys know me. I'm a very, very acne prone, very like susceptible to like just the hormones and breaking out. And I feel like the oils have been helping me keep my face hydrated and weirdly not as oily.
Interesting. Yeah, I haven't found that I'm oily at all.
No.
Can you use it?
Yeah, I've been using it before my makeup. And you know, I'm always worried that the makeup's going to look like it's going to like wipe off because it's oily. It doesn't. It's totally fine.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm breaking, but I could be breaking out for different reasons. I don't know if
maybe
it's
like hormones?
The hormones, maybe it's the letrozole or the, I'm also taking like, I'm like religiously taking vitamins now. And I feel like I was always really bad at it. And I don't know if it's like my body purging or something.
It could be.
I don't know.
You're not using any face wash, right?
I use Cetaphil. Just like super light stuff. I haven't changed any of that stuff, but the only thing that I have been changing is I'm adding vitamins, and I feel like now my whole body is like I'm just and like my back is breaking out. It's weird.
That's hormones. That's for sure hormones. Yeah.
Oh.
Hormonal imbalance.
Yeah, your doctors now. This is why I don't Google shit anymore. I ask them.
That is straight. No, the second you start getting like back acne, that's 100% hormonal.
Right?
Yeah.
I used to have that when I was younger, and I feel like
unless you're a cochina and you don't shower after the gym and your gym, like you're
wearing the same clothes and
your
stuff.
Sports bra is just staying on there and you're not.
No, because I wipe down. I even wipe down with like even while I'm there and then I take a shower afterwards. No, I don't think it's that.
Then it's hormonal.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you've always worked out and not broken out. You know what I mean? So
yeah, exactly. That's why I don't know. I'm calling the vitamins on this one.
I'm calling the
How have you guys been? Jess, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Feeling better. Yeah, totally. Okay. I'm much better.
What can you update everybody on?
Okay, so got back from Cabo and broke up. So,
oh my god,
yeah,
and it's like officially a breakup.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely, officially a breakup. But he doesn't. He one of the reasons that like he was breaking up or we were breaking up is because he didn't like that I was going on the podcast and talking about.
Oh shit!
Yes.
Gee, like, we got on.
Okay. But to be fair, did you tell him that you were going to talk about your relationship?
I mean, it wasn't like, I mean, listen. That's who we are. You know what I mean? Like,
I know, but that doesn't mean
the package.
I know, but that doesn't mean that it's like, right.
That's
yeah,
true.
But I wasn't like, I only said a couple of things, you know, but it's not like
and
I was.
And that's how we even morphed our voices. So
yeah, but what is he talking? Yeah, what's like? What is he talking about? You swear, like people are gonna be like, "Oh my gosh!"
Oh, you know what he said? You know what he said? I'm dead. He was like, "Well, you even said that, Natalie. That people have reached out, that they've recognized you out, and so if people see us together, they're gonna know that it was me." And I was like, "Oh my god!"
Okay, yeah, because I'm this huge celebrity, yeah,
right? And now you're gonna be so give me a break. Famous.
Oh, give me a break, you guys! Like, honestly, ridiculous. And then he was like, "I couldn't talk to you because I knew that you were gonna talk to your sisters and like talk about it on the podcast."
Like, that's like red flag. Yeah. You are so immature.
Thank you. Well, not to mention,
well,
you guys
look,
not
Riley and I had a conversation because I said, you know, do you feel uncomfortable when I open up and talk about like our personal life?
Things.
Because you do have to respect your relationship to some degree,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And so I, you know, we had a full blown conversation about it. He does not listen to the podcast because it feels like it's not like a violation to like my personal, like it's almost like my diary kind of thing. He's like, I don't want to know what you're saying. But also I tell him like, I respect our relationship and what I'm putting out there. I want to be as transparent as possible, but like, even like with our fights, like that one big fight that we did, I talked about it, but I did it in a way where it's like, you know, like when I tell you guys because I know that you guys aren't going to hate him. Right. And like,
exactly.
And so, I don't know. I just feel like I do it in a way where it's still like relatable, but not like, you know, and if he was a douchebag and a horrible human being, I wouldn't be with him anyways. But I don't know. Right. I just feel like there's a tasteful way of telling a story and talking about your relationship without like being, you know, like crossing a line, if that makes any sense.
It's not like you're going into like crazy detail, right? Like,
I mean, we do in our after dark. But again, it's like,
even then,
I don't know.
Even then, we're not talking about specific people. We're just talking about scenarios. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Also doing, and then, and what I think, at least I Tim doesn't care either. And he's one like, he's like, you say shit like that on the podcast? And I'm like, yeah. Like, but it's more about, we have the opportunity, right, to share like things that are happening in our lives that are probably happening to so many other people.
Exactly.
And other women that can relate.
Exactly.
And
that's how I see it.
Yeah. And I feel like it's reassuring and it's like a fresh breath of fresh air because I don't know, just knowing that you're not alone. Right.
Yeah.
You're not crazy.
Totally.
And I don't regret it at all. Like I, you know what I just,
but that was also that wasn't the only reason. I think it was one of the reasons that he didn't like, but then you guys also had other shit that,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That
the problem is that
breakup.
He held everything in and then just all of a sudden it was like months and months worth of, well, on this, do you remember this time? I didn't like when you did this and you did that. And I'm like, wait a minute. We've talked about some of these. Like,
and we should have squashed it and talked about it the day it happened.
Yeah. And you know, like that's not healthy. So,
this has been the, like your big, your longest, like real relationship since the whole divorce. Yeah.
Yes. Correct. Yeah.
So, but do you feel like hypersensitive to the breakup, or do you feel like, oh, whatever, this is like nothing compared to the divorce? Like, how do you feel like in that regard?
No, I feel like I've been through worse. It stung, of course, you know, because it's somebody that you've talked to for every single day,
right,
all day long for 8 months nonstop, to like just losing them like that. So that part sucks.
Right. And then
I was worried about the kids too, but my kids are savages. They're amazing. I love it. My middle one, as soon as she saw me like kind of crying, she gives me a hug and she's like, "Mom, he was so ugly."
You're going to say that? He's going to listen.
No, he's not.
Jessica.
You are savage right now.
You really are savage as fuck. No.
We're not together anymore. I can speak my piece.
Well, you just solidified that. Like, you guys never, we are never, ever, ever,
ever
getting back together.
And then I'm so petty. On my contact, I changed him to Snaggletooth. And
Jessica. Okay, now you are a bitch.
Of him, so that way if I'm ever tempted to send a text, I'm just gonna be like, no.
By the way, that's actually genius. Like, putting like your most hideous photo up or something.
And like, and they, like, what is something that's gonna make you just be like, ew, what was I thinking?
That's funny.
Yeah, don't do it. Well, that's what I did. And you guys were not fans. Like, you guys have been like, you guys did were not on board.
Look, I mean, we don't have to go into detail, but like, I just feel like, you know, ever since like the first time that you guys had, we had met him, there was like already little arguments and like,
yeah.
And I picked up on that immediately. And that's why I was like a little bit turned off by the whole like relationship. Yeah. But I knew that you had to go through it anyways, because it's like telling an 18-year-old you can't date him, and then all they want to do is date him, you know?
Yeah, of
like
course.
You were fresh out of a 20-year marriage. Like, who am I to tell you what to do? You had to learn on your own, you know?
And, you know, and to be honest, it was actually perfect. I think of it now that I'm like looking back, it was a great introduction into dating after a divorce with kids, right?
Right, right.
So like, it was a really easy transition for the kids, because it started as a friendship. It was very, so now the kids are like, "Mom, you need to start dating again," and like,
right,
"Oh my gosh," like, you know,
it dipped everyone's toe into the whole idea of it,
into the whole, exactly, instead
but
of
also
like,
I wouldn't bring like any dude just around your kids.
No, it's, I feel like that's something so sacred. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
I just,
you have to almost be like getting married by the,
you just don't want to have your kids remember like, "Oh yeah, I remember growing up and there was like just dudes coming in and out of the house." Like, you never,
yeah,
like, you don't want that.
God, no. No, yeah. No, no. Yeah. And the same way that if that's a, like how I would parent them and the things that I'm telling them to do, I should be doing the same thing. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly.
So I think that that's only fair, but it's, you know, it just, it brings us all closer together, and the kids are like, they'll snuggle with me. Charlotte, my oldest, went and Trader Joe's and bought me my favorite flowers and wrote me a card saying, "You're one of the strongest,
so sweet.
You're one of the strongest people I know, and we've got your back, and we've got you. We're here for you." Aww. Like, that's so sweet, you know. Like, it's so,
that is really sweet, because your kids could totally turn on you during a divorce and be like, "How dare you?" Resent you, you know. So it's like that could have gone a really different way.
Yeah, I agree. So
yeah.
But I feel like as long as I'm transparent with them,
yeah,
you know, like, I think that it'll be okay. Just open lines of communication. If they have questions, they can ask.
Yeah.
Keeping them in the loop, you know, and then just when the time is right, when I meet the right person, then they'll meet, you know, whoever that is, but there's no rush. Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy though, how different for us growing up, like, are the whole, like, we were kids of divorce and, you know, we were all different ages. But like, for us, like, seeing mom with like a dude or something, and like seeing dad like be in a relationship, I don't know, like, it was like, it was a little icky with like seeing mom date and stuff. But is that because like maybe she, like, the whole divorce was messy, and so like
it was messy, it was ugly. I think for me, it was more icky seeing mom with guys. Like, it was
cool because mom wasn't in a, Right. Oh, no, because she was even in a serious relationship, and I fucking hated him.
The car salesman?
No, the lawyer. No, Stanley.
Oh,
yeah, but that was later.
Yeah, but still, I mean, they were living together and...
Yeah, that, and he was just a weirdo.
Well, he was also hardcore Jewish, and, like, I couldn't put the dish that had dairy on it in, like, the meat side, and, like, I had to keep everything separate. He's like, did you wash that in this side? Did you... I mean, it was, like, really intense.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not cool. I mean, yeah. I mean, I respect it, but it would be hard coming from a non-Jew.
I was like, you're not my dad. Yeah. Like, the fuck? No, I like my fucking ham and cheese sandwich, bro.
Yeah, you like, did. You loved your. You
yeah,
loved
I mean,
your,
shit, yeah. Man. But
shit.
But I'm glad that you're smiling. I'm glad that you're like up. I know you're gonna have probably days and moments where it's hard, but I'm proud of you.
Yeah. No, and like I was telling you guys, like I had like a moment where I was like feeling down, and I was like, oh man, like. So I signed up on one of the dating apps, and I told you, and
yeah.
All of a sudden the messages started to come in, and I was like, I still got it. I was like, guess who's back? I'm going to be just fine. Girl, you ain't crying. You was yep. fine. You
was
okay.
Just fine.
You is mm-hmm. not.
Yep.
You've got a great personality. You just get back out there. Like, don't even trip.
That's funny.
Like, don't even worry about it.
But we
it.
Have a plan for you. We're going to get your shit together.
Yes,
we're going
to.
Yes. It's all about. Because I feel like we women, though, we do seek out that, like, like the love,
codependency.
Yeah. Codependent. Yeah. And yes. We seek it out in other people instead of finding it within us, because that mm-hmm. shit is hard. It's easy to find, you know, that reassurance and for someone to tell you that you're hot and you're this and you're that, but that only lasts so long. And then at the end of the day, you're miserable in the next relationship because you haven't done the work on yourself.
On the foundation, which is yourself.
Yes. And so it's like creating those good habits, like making sure that you're good no matter what. They're just
adding. But it's also breaking 40 years or, you know, of habits that you have been doing your whole life.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and for you, since you were 18. Well, really, like, what, 16 when you really started, like, dating and, like,
and it
men
was like,
started?
And it was, like, nonstop dating in high school. I went from boyfriend to boyfriend to boyfriend and then met Ryan.
Boy crazy. Yeah.
Boy and crazy. Then,
and then you basically latched on to Ryan.
Yeah.
Right. And then you were with him from 18 to 38.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
It's a long time. It's your
years, it's all so. You've known.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a transition, but again, finding the things that make you happy, that make mm-hmm. you healthy, the foundation and just making that solid.
And then just enjoying like that alone time, that being single and getting to know you, right? Yeah. Instead of getting to know
somebody
else.
But you haven't done that.
Yeah, that's why, exactly. But you have, because you just jumped right into dating because you thought that's what you were needing and wanting.
And it was, I'm like, it was new and fun and like, oh my gosh, what's out there after so long, you know? So, and then to be, you know, to meet someone that you're so compatible with and just to be like seen for the first time in so many years and like that affection, there's just so much that goes into like that new relationship. So it's, but you have,
and that you had been longing for and wanting
for so long. Right.
Yeah.
But with every, you know, relationship, there could be a breakup unless you get married, you know, like it's just part of life. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you just do what Riley and I do. Just never get married. You know, just play pretend.
Yeah. But hey, but pretend works for you guys.
It does work for us.
I
don't know if you, I don't think Jessica was there. Do you want to hear what Riley told me?
Yeah. Tell me.
Riley wants he wants multiple choreographed dances at our wedding.
What? Who is this man?
Thank you. I was like, I'm sorry. Oh, I was appalled. I was terrified.
Like,
I was shook.
I want to see him like straight dancing with the
he
stars.
Wants to have, he wants to do like a dance with him and I. He wants a choreographed dance with like Piper in it. Like he wants all of these like choreographed dances. Some are going to say that is so cute and some are going to be horrified. I was on the horrified side. I was like, oh, I can barely fucking do a two-step. I am not doing a choreographed.
I just would have never guessed Riley of all people. Riley.
Of all people.
Of all people.
He loves it. I mean, you guys don't see this other side of Riley.
Yes.
He's like,
I know.
No, you guys have not. And I don't know if anyone will ever see it. Like, he's just like, a different human
at
home.
This is, okay, in my mind, where did Riley see a video of a couple dancing and he goes,
that's what I want.
He's saving it on Instagram. He's saving it.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Does he have a secret Instagram account where he's
like, all his saved photos? And he's like, oh, I love that dance. That's the move. That's the move. Fucking.
Looking for dance at like studios to start practicing choreographers.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I was like, oh my, I'm going to need like 3 years in advance to just memorize all these fucking dance moves that he wants to do.
Oh my God. As long as he doesn't want us to do like a flash mob or something, that would be.
He would love that. He would love that. Oh my God.
Jackie with like a. Oh,
no, no, are you kidding? Mom would love that.
Mom yeah. would love
Mom
that
would
too.
Be all over that.
Oh my God.
Crazy lady.
Jackie, you had a work event yesterday.
Yeah, I want to hear how that went.
And so it's at someone's house for like what?
It was just like an end of the year. Actually, it was like the new fiscal year kickoff. And anyways, and it was like a pool party. But we all get there and we all were thinking the same thing. And we were all laughing, going, I'm not going in first. You go in first. You're like, are you really taking your shirt off? And everyone was like, no, we're not going in.
Whose idea was it to do a pool party?
I don't know. I was not part of the planning committee. I was not involved. I was not included. There was
oh
no
my God, because
system.
How awkward is that?
Yeah, I thought it was a little more like, on the awkward side.
Nobody got in the pool.
No.
I mean, so do you guys all have your bathing suits
on? Two people jumped in and then quickly jumped out. And then, like, I put my feet in the jacuzzi.
So awkward.
Did you wear a bathing suit underneath your clothes?
I did, because I was, again.
A one piece or a two piece?
It was a one piece. It was a very modest one piece.
I just can't.
It was very
I
modest.
I would never want, like,
you're like,
I would never
hey,
want
Chuck, are you gonna get in and play Marco Polo? Or, like, what are you?
Are we doing chicken fights?
I want to take that bitch Margaret down. Like, fucking what? Like, what is happening?
Oh my God, I would die.
That is so awkward.
Yeah, that's the worst idea.
So I'm glad. I'm glad
yeah. Next time, just like go to Dave and Buster's or something, and just like
you
right.
Know. Let's all yeah. Have a normal yeah. End of year.
Yeah,
have
yeah, yeah.
Party and call it a day.
So today I had this guy come and check our water system because I feel my hair is legit. I have like 3 strands left. Like it is so thin. It's so brittle. It's disgusting. And I've been telling Riley, I feel like something changed as soon as I moved into this house. Like. A couple months into it, I was like, something's weird. Like, and my skin is different. Like everything has just been different because in every house I've lived in, we've had water systems. We've had filters, you know, like in right. The apartment, there's some sort of water filter. In the last house, there was like a salt water softener or whatever. And so he came today and he did this whole like little science experiment where he takes your water and then he drops a couple things in there. And then it'll basically give you like, okay, this is how hard your water is. So depending on the number of drops is how hard it is. And he's like, you know, going. He's like, I know the area around here is pretty hard, but let's see how hard it is. He's like, the highest I've ever had is 18 drops. He's fucking at 18. The water's supposed to turn blue. It was still fucking purple. And I was like, oh, my God. And he kept going.
No.
Yes. And it's.
How many did it get to?
I think it's honestly like 20. It was like 20, 21. It was like something like fucking high. And yeah. Then he did even the filter in the fridge. And that was also like 13. It was like high.
What?
And then he did his water bottle just or like whatever water bottle I had. And it was like two, three drops. Yeah. So.
face. That's really bad.
It's like really bad. And I was like, see, I knew it. Like I freaking knew it. And so we're going to get a whole water system in our house.
Amen.
And then it includes like an alkaline water, like next to the next to the
that'll be good.
The sink. So it's like a whole different system. So that'll be good. But I feel like a lot of people have a lot of these issues and they don't know what it is. I've been spending so much money like on supplements and shit, just like trying to, but I'm like, no, I'm not getting to the root of it. It's the water.
And it's been your water.
I bet you it's the water. I'm telling you it is. I'll keep you guys posted like in the next couple of weeks and months. But
I think I told you, but I would be so curious. Like there are people like doctors or whatever. They're like, they'll do the whole panel on just like your hormones.
Yeah.
And also can like, you can go like start today, right? This is what you clocked in at with these levels of like the hard water.
Right.
And then see what happens in 6 months.
Right. And see if that changes.
And see what, how just your blood level and like the hormones and like your, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's a way for them to test it.
There's gotta be, right? There's gotta be.
In your system.
There's gotta be. Well, I'm doing a blood test on Monday because I have to, because, so last time I did, just switching to IUI for a second.
Yes.
So they had tested me originally right before the IUI and my thyroid was levels were up. It was like 4.9. You have to be less than 2.5 when you're trying to conceive because it can cause miscarriages. So so they put me on a very low dose of thyroid medication. And so now I have to, it's been a month. So now on Monday, I'm going to go back and redo my blood test to see where I'm at and see if they have to like adjust my thyroid medication. But I wonder if even within that blood, if they can, if like it'll change, I don't know.
Well,
they're just going to test for my thyroid probably.
You have to go to a hormone specialist or someone that's like would order and knows exactly how to order all of like the
whatever is in my system.
Yeah.
Right.
To then go back another in like, let's just say 6 months once you start the new water and see how your levels change.
Right. I just feel like imagine like what it's doing to our hair, what it could be doing to like our insides.
Yeah, just your
kind of chemicals and who knows? I don't know.
That's nuts.
That is really, it was actually very crazy. I mean, but it's expensive. It's almost $5,000. It's like $4,800 to get a full.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Expensive.
And I was like, are we being bamboozled or is this like.
No, that's real.
But no, that sounds about right.
It's just so much money.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a lot. What else is going on, guys? Any chismes? Like any pop culture chisme that you guys want to talk about?
I need to know what is going on with Croy and Kim.
Oh my God, Jackie in every Instagram thing. She's like, what is happening? I think she's psychotic.
From the second
I am so
started.
Over her.
From the second it started, I said, something is up. Something is shady. Like, what is the true story?
I think she's toxic as hell. He even said that she's kooky as shit.
He's also allowing a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. And how do you file for divorce? She's still living there. Then not, you know, then like.
Unfile or whatever, say no, we're getting back together.
And then she comes out and says, no, we're still technically together. Like, they're just a train wreck. Like, let's
I think
honest.
It's, I think it's money. I think, you know, fame and, well, you know, she's probably doing 1,000 different things. So look how tiny she is. She just, she's the epitome of like what you don't do with just like the toxic behavior, like with like this whole how thin she is and then she's like eating these like French fries on camera. And it's like, you're not eating that and losing all that weight in like a healthy way. I don't know. The whole thing just rubbed me the wrong way.
She's Ozempic?
Probably, but she's probably just like doing all these other things and she's living beyond her means and she's raising these like, you know, little kids that I feel like there was, didn't you have, you guys watched from the beginning, right? Like, Housewives and then her like keeping like whatever her Zolciak one was.
Don't be tardy or whatever.
I just remember all of her wigs. I just couldn't get over the wigs.
I mean, she's amazing TV. I just feel like now at this point, she's just like, it's just not healthy.
I'm just, what happened? And it's like, that's what I, and nobody's giving us a chisme.
I know. And then the whole Joe Jonas and Sophie Tucker. Wait, is it Sophie Tucker? Surprise. Is that even her name?
Yeah. Turner.
No.
Turner.
Turner. No. So, wait, what?
Yes. Game of Thrones. Come on, Jackie.
Yes.
Sophie Turner?
Yeah. You guys, hold on. Turner. We can't be giving
Turner.
False.
Turner.
Sophie Turner. Sophie Turner. Oh my God, we're idiots. Anyways.
Did you hear like that it's, he has like Ring camera?
I footage did of her doing something.
Wait, did you hear the latest though? So apparently he's been talking about how he's been watching the kids, even though she's on location filming. But now her attorneys are saying that he's keeping the children in the United States and filed for them to come back to the UK to be with her.
I saw that.
Well,
that's interesting. That's
some drama.
He said, well, JoJo breaks silence on Sophie Turner's misleading lawsuit over their two kids.
Yeah, that's messed up.
It's, you know, it just sucks when there's kids involved.
I know.
That's the worst.
And but, I can't.
Like, and didn't they show like a photo of her making out with somebody? But that was like on set. Like, was she?
It was on set. It was. She was filming. She was filming
something.
Yeah.
So, and then she was out with Taylor Swift. That was a plot twist. I love that.
I love that. It was beautiful. But here's my question, though.
Did Taylor Swift date one of them?
Yeah, him.
Oh, really? She did?
It was him. Oh. Like the exes are hanging out, which is amazing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's weird.
Yes. No, I think it's amazing.
I mean, not really. Taylor Swift is such a girl's girl.
Yeah, she is.
And they probably know low-key, like, what he's really like. And he must be, maybe he's, I don't know. I hate how the media portrays, like, we believe everything that the media puts out there. Like, we can't. You know, there's always, there's always another side.
And I wonder if it was PR, because it was
staged.
Also,
I kind of feel bad that
Jessica, you're frozen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she is frozen. I kind of feel bad that I almost feel like, is she to blame because he got out in front first and he's the one who filed?
Well, that's why she looks bad, right? But then she says nothing. And then all of a sudden she comes out with Taylor Swift as like a mic drop. You know, it's almost like, I don't know.
Again, something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Something is not adding up.
Wait, Jessica, you're frozen. Where are you?
I know. Hold on. Give me one second. Oh, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm
Jessica? Turning off my Wi-Fi. at least she froze in like a very pretty.
Hey, hold on.
Anyway. Okay, before you guys fast forward through this, I am beyond excited about this next sponsor because I just can't even believe that I'm even saying their name. It's Jenny Kane. And if you know anything about me, I could walk through their store and just like, oh, just, you know, window shop there. And I've done it for years. And now they're a sponsor on the show and I'm so excited. If you don't know who Jenny Kane is, they are basically the California brand through and through. Their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. From luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of all of your everyday sort of basics, not to mention the most incredible home essentials as well. Jenny Kane is here to help you live your best season yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Just go to jennykane.com and use code HUMBLE to get 15% off. Every time I wear these cashmere sweaters, I get so many compliments. They're beautiful. I'm actually wearing it in this episode. Their collection is designed just so intentionally that you can style pieces together without even a second thought. I love to wear like my sweaters, like my chunky sweaters with just like a denim jean, just super cool. Throw a coat over it. Everything is stunning, honestly, between that and their home essentials, their furniture pieces, their throws. I mean, I have so many pieces of theirs. It's It is just stunning. So find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code HUMBLE at checkout. Again, that's 15% off your first order. That's JennyKayne.com, promo code HUMBLE. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. This podcast is sponsored by Green Chef. Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company where they make eating, well, just easy. And it fits every lifestyle, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to eat more balanced meals, Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your preferences. So just kickstart your clean eating routine this September with 80-plus weekly options featuring nutritionist-approved and foodie-approved recipes. Choose from our 8 meal preferences, including new, quick and easy, calorie-smart, delicious discoveries, and plant-based option. I'm telling you, whatever sort of nutrition-based you are, they will have you covered. And eating well doesn't have to be boring. Feel your best this fall and satisfy your cravings with adventurous eats made nutritious. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating clean with dinners that work for you, not the other way around. They deliver everything you need to eat clean the easy way. So, you know, feel your best, eat clean, make it easy on yourself, on your family. This is, I'm telling you, the way to go. So go to greenchef.com/60humble and use code 60humble to get 60% off plus free shipping. I'm telling you, this has saved me and my family from eating out, from spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars at restaurants. It's delicious and it's easy. I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss this. So again, go to greenchef.com/60humble and use code 60humble to get 60% off plus free shipping. This is it. It's the number one meal kit for eating well. Enjoy. Yes.
Also, who was the other one? Ugh, poor Shannon. Shannon.
Oh, wait. Are we for real saying poor Shannon?
No, I'm not saying poor Shannon.
The reason I'm saying poor Shannon is my heart breaks for her pain. My heart breaks
her that pain.
That's a person that's in pain. That's someone who's masking. Yeah. That is someone who
you're
needs
right. You're right. You're
genuine
right. Okay.
Help. Right.
This is why Jackie. Hold on. 1 second. Jackie's like, I want a side gig, and I sent this thing on Instagram where you can listen to people, and you have to be really empathetic, and you have to listen to people, and you get paid You get paid $60 an hour to listen to people just like vent. And you just have to be like super sympathetic and just like listen to them. And that's Jackie's got I'm like, bitch, this is perfect for you. Anyways, okay. So you feel, yes.
On purpose.
She's in pain.
So I'm
going
to do that job and I'm going to buy like 5 extra cell phones and just have them like all like, boop, boop, boop. Yes, I understand. I empathize with you. You're doing a great job, sweetie. I'm just going from phone to phone.
Jackie, you're going to be... She's got a switchboard with like the little money. She's like logging into each one.
Yeah. You are loved. We love you so much. Yes. No, yeah.
I'm going to have my support just full of like positive affirmations. Like,
love lives here. I mean, there.
With you in your heart.
And then you just have pre-recorded voice, like just your comments pre-recorded and just play it for everybody while you take a nap. Oh my god.
You're already fired. You're fired.
Anyways, okay, going back. So you feel bad for her because you feel like she's in pain. Okay, I understand
I
that.
Do.
Part.
I do. And I feel
but like
bad.
she could have killed someone.
Absolutely. No, and so that's the scary part.
Reckless. It's like you can be in pain,
super dangerous.
But a lot of people are in pain and don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary. Although I will say, like, we've all been, I mean, we're all guilty of like having like a couple drinks and then driving, which is not good, obviously, like not great. So I mean, you know, she, I think, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I think it was like a circumstances too, though. Like, I think they were saying that she was fighting. She was at their boyfriend's house. They were fighting, having an argument. Like, if you know that you're drinking, leave your car and get an Uber. Like,
you know what's annoying too? Don't go and watch What Happens Live and say that you're not with him. And then everyone around you is saying, oh, John Jansen's there. Oh, John Jansen's there. It's like, for me, I don't like the whole like secretive thing. I get it. You know, you don't want to put all your stuff out there, but it's like, you're on a reality show. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And your relationship is the forefront of your storyline. So stop saying that you're not with him when you're literally with him.
That's weird. The whole
it's just annoying. And then you're wasted clearly with him. And then you leave his house or you're going to his house or whatever that is. You got a little poor little Archie in the car, you know? And also, where was she going?
Walk the dog afterwards, like nothing to see here.
But like when you watch the image, like was she just like not looking up and she just like let the car go?
She was texting. Yes, or rummaging, trying to grab something, and all of a sudden it was like, oh shit.
And then you just see the car reverse and just go. Like, what is she thinking? What is she thinking in that moment when she's like driving off, like, oh fuck, you know, shit.
Have you ever done it sober? Okay, I'm not saying that. Have you ever you go grab something, you look up, you go, dum, dum, and you're like, yes. Your heart drops.
Now imagine drunk. You know, you're probably like, fuck.
Like, can I leave a note? Like,
I wonder
how bad.
Sober real quick. She's like, yup, I'm fine. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Now do that backwards.
She can't do that shit sober.
I know, not even sober.
Yeah, and then Tamara went on 2 teas in a pod and was like, I just talked to her and she didn't say anything about it. And you know she didn't say anything about it because that happened on Saturday. On Sunday they had like a tres amigas, you know, meeting, and Shannon didn't talk about it. She was just very quiet on the call or whatever. And Tamara was like,
well, because just walked out of jail.
Or not just that, she probably didn't think it was gonna get out. So she was probably like, I'm not gonna say anything. Hopefully it'll just like, you know.
Girl, not no. Well, you know what I think is karma.
Anything?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't she talking so much shit about the other housewife?
Yes, that's like right now. It's like super hot right now in like their storyline that she's making. You know, and she's like always bringing it up.
About gonna get taken away, and she was like, "How will she help?"
Wait, what? What is she talking about? Sorry, I haven't.
Gina got a DUI and Shannon helped her. She got her an attorney, whatever, and helped her not, because she had the kids. And so they were apparently going to call like child services and all this shit. And so she brings it up every time Gina talks about the DUI or whatever. She's like, oh, I helped Gina. And so now it's just funny that she literally
Gina is getting, coming to help Shannon.
I don't think so. I bet you Gina's just sitting back, just
sipping that tea,
that
like
cocktail, that mocktail, because I think Gina doesn't drink. I just think Shannon needs a lot of help. I think she needs rehab. I think she does have a drinking problem, and I think that she needs to break up with the boyfriend or whatever's happening. She needs, again, what I was telling you, Jess, she needs to do a lot of work internally because she has issues.
Jeez, don't say like I
not. I'm not saying, I'm not comparing. I'm just saying how we have had issues.
I'm like one step below Shannon. Basically, what you're
don't
saying.
Get a fucking DUI.
When we call you, when we start calling you Shannon, Jessica, you know where you're
that's
at.
Not cool.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Cool. When we start calling you. Let's not ever have to call you Shannon.
No. Okay?
Exactly. No. But there was something about because technically it's a felony. That she was a hit and run because she literally left the scene. So they're saying that they're not going to release the mugshot yet because it's still an open case.
Mugshot.
Wait, so you see her drive off and then she stopped. And then when does she get out of her car?
It's by the way, it's right by Lido House.
Oh, it is. Is it?
Mm-hmm. Because John Jansen or whatever lives like on the other side. Like
could he see it? Did he get all the cheese, man? Was he there?
I don't. Who?
Who? Whoever. Like, do you know anybody?
Oh, no. What? Is someone knocking at my door? Is that your door?
No.
I don't see
it. It's Shannon. Go open
it's
it.
Shannon. Stop talking about me. Get fancy. No, I don't think it's anyone. Oh my God. The drama. The drama.
The tea, so girl. Good.
The tea, the tea, the tea. Do you think that everyone's going to rally behind her, or do you think they're going to be, or you think they're...
Yeah. I feel like... Do you hear that? Hold on.
No.
Hold on.
I hear dead people.
Oh, it's just across the street. It's my neighbor. They are doing something, but it's my neighbor. Oh my God, that scared me. Because we're coming to install the water.
Sorry, one last thing before we change it. But
yes.
Everyone has Ring cameras. Like, what is she thinking driving off? Like, she could have easily been like
left a note.
What? That's what I'm saying.
Leave a
that's
note.
Get out of your car. Get out of your car. Leave a note. Say, call me. My bad.
No.
Buy you a new planter.
Dude, and you're a celebrity. Like,
you're like, recognizable.
You cannot, yeah, like, you cannot do shit like that.
Nope.
I'm not in Newport.
Right? It's too small. It's not
like you can do it anywhere, but like.
Do you know her and Kelly Dodd got kicked out of Lido House?
They did?
Because they were wasted.
No, like.
Wasted.
At a player's table, they got kicked out?
They were at the bar. Yeah, Riley was not the one that did it, but it was, yeah.
That bad?
Yeah, this was like maybe it was over a year ago. But they were wasted.
That's still recent. A year ago. It's not like five years ago.
Oh, maybe. Okay, maybe it was like a couple years ago.
I'll be back in 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and they got kicked out.
I can't imagine the level of wasted you must be in order to get kicked out. Yeah. Especially given that everybody knows who you are, and I'm sure they don't mind having, you know,
yeah,
people like that there, right? So like they must have been making a scene.
Oh, for sure. Which didn't help because, you know, they've been trying to film there forever, but you have to get, you know, clearances and all of that, which is why, you know, on Housewives, they always film at the same restaurants, the same places, because a lot of places don't give them the clearance. And Lido House is one of them, and they've been trying since, like, you know, back in the day when I was working with Heather, and like they not even then would they give it to him. And that's what I was like, please, like, you know, we'll make sure, like, I could confirm that, like, they'll make sure that, you know, they don't say anything negative about the place or whatever.
But still no.
And no, they wouldn't, because Marriott is the managing company, right? And they are like hard no. Because if
on
they
all
say
of their
one
properties?
On I don't know, but this one specifically.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fascinating. That's
yeah, crazy. Because they don't have control over what they're going to say, and if they,
that's true,
you know, or and if they do something, if they cause a fight, oh girl, damn, now you both are gone.
No,
this
I'm
is
still
why
here.
I can't do a show with you guys.
No, I'm still here. It's just Jackie.
Damn,
I'm gone.
Anyways, everyone at home, that's the tea. I hope you guys had a good time. I love doing the show with the girls. This is the perfect segue to wrap up the show. One's frozen, one's gone. Oh my God, what a professional setup we have here. Anyways, if you guys are on Patreon, you guys can actually watch this. If you're not and you want to go sign up, please do. You guys can go to my Instagram or go to my website, wherever. And you guys can go and check this out. And you guys can basically have a whole backlog of all the shows we've done. Yeah, so that's it. I love you guys. Thank you. Sorry, but we're not going to get a proper goodbye because these bitches are never coming back.
Wait, am I back? Okay, yes.
Thank
goodbye.
You all.
No,
love
still
you. And I will see you next week. Remember, stay humble and stay hungry.